Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Undercooked and Overlooked, an analysis of Rob Schneider's self-funded attempt to challenge the TV business model as we discuss his self-funded, self-directed, self-starring series, Real Rob. We've just watched episode 2, named The Penis Episode Part 1, and we are joined by special guest, Tom Walker.
Yay!
Hoorah!
So good to have you here, Tom.
It's so good to finally to know you guys are back to dragging other people down.
Wow, this is different. This feels like it's a smaller. We're pulling people down a smaller amount, I would think. It's 30 minutes of new content. That's not to say it's good content, but
no, it's Real Rob, what a show.
Well, now I actually vaguely remember you tweeting about this show around its sort of launch, perhaps.
Yeah, I was very excited for it.
Do you want your phone, Tom? You're looking around like you.
No, I'm trying to avoid eye contact.
Oh, I see. You're retreating into your memory palace.
I keep deciding to go for eye contact and then veering away
at the last.
I want this. No, yeah. It's too much.
I'm not going to look at any.
Too many of these beautiful baby blues around.
It really puts me at ease.
Famously relaxing, darting eyes of Tom Walker.
So when you saw that this show was coming into existence, what was your reaction?
I was very intrigued because Rob Schneider is such an interesting personality, and I thought that maybe the show was him giving over the Rob Schneider character to someone else, whereas in reality what we found is it's more Rob Schneider than anyone could ever be asked to love. I mean, his wife presumably loves him. They've been married for several years. She stars in the show, but she only has to love Rob Schneider in one role, whereas this has him involved in five.
We might be forgiving too much of Patricia because she is also co-writer and co-executive producer of the show.
She co-writer. I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
She is very beautiful. I was trying to tease out because I've been thinking that she was very, like, she had a magnetic presence on screen, that she was very charismatic, but it turns out I might be wrong, and I might have just been blinded by the fact that she's very, very beautiful.
On every front, performing opposite Rob Schneider probably is quite good for the appearance of your performance.
Certainly. I think she had the best lines in the show, but also I think she also served to showcase how much the show cares about its characters, as in the opening scene she was doing what we all know women love to do, which was staring straight ahead, eating potato chips in bed.
It's so relatable, Tom.
While her husband read a book. She was just, no, I'm giving myself completely over to the taste.
Staggering.
Have you ever had a chip so good that you had to stop everything else you were doing to just think about the chips?
I had chips.
That's how good this chip was, my dude.
That's pretty hardcore. I had chips the other day that were, they had truffle. I didn't see the packet. I was eating them in the dark. This isn't as underhanded as it sounds.
It sounds terrible.
It sounds like you have either robbed a convenience store or are in the grips of a major depressive episode.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to spell out the exact details of where I was consuming the chips, but I knew immediately they had truffle in them. And I was like, you guys do not, we don't need to put truffle. It's too rich. I don't want truffle in my potato chips.
I got very angry at you once for ordering a pizza that had truffle oil. Do you remember that?
Oh, vividly.
I love that you're now just grasping for feeling, opening mystery packets of chips.
A surprise
will be like feeling in love.
But maybe in this pre-packaged convenience food, I'll find some emotion. Nope, maybe this one. Why aren't you fat and huge?
I have a healthy amount of emotion and the right amount of flesh on my bones. But, I mean, that opening scene, that is Rob and Rob saying to his wife, and this immediately triggered me into remembering that Rob Schneider, famously on the record as anti-vax.
Yes, sir.
He was warning of the sort of...
He was talking about GMOs,
yeah.
Which I am very confident he doesn't understand what they are.
Absolutely.
He just keeps saying GMOs.
They absolutely had to consult the script to learn the acronym.
It's a huge recurring theme throughout the show that he's obsessed with organic food. And I think this is because it is autobiographical, so this is true to him. He's sort of obsessed with the idea of eating healthy without having to actually learn anything about what that entails.
Mm. You do get an insight into his process later on when he Googles vasectomy and skims an article and then fears the process.
He reads on a blog, it gives you dementia.
Yeah.
And it throws him into a tailspin.
But it's...
And you were saying, Tom, that is absolutely how this man lives his life.
1,000% that is how he got to juice. I was also saying this is the only show I've ever seen that values juice. Everyone in this show covets juice and constantly seeks it.
Juice is big in the pilot too, man.
It features in at least 60% of the scenes, does this wonderful nectar juice.
And one of them, where he's obsessed with his juice and his inept assistant is making the juice, Jamie Lasso, also co-writes the show, by the way. And by the way, actually, because you asked me if that guy was a comedian, so I Googled him, and quickly before I continue as a sidebar... Here is a quote that I found on Google after Googling Jamie Lasso from the website, the very popular website, democratandchronicle.com. Part of the USA Today network. But this is the pull quote that's featured if you Google Jamie Lasso's name. Watching himself act on Real Rob was the worst experience ever for Jamie Lasso.
Oh boy, I don't doubt that.
But so there's a scene where he, as Rob's inept assistant, is making a juice, and as you say, the show is obsessed with juice, and he's putting celery in the self-contained plastic packaging. And you're like, well, you know, this is a show that may, you know, if juice is such a big deal, surely something will come of this, you know, this indigestible ingredient going into Rob's juice. Nothing is made of it.
Especially because they've set him up being very concerned about GMOs and stuff. So all the bits are there.
Yeah. What happens is they take Chekhov's gun down off the wall, fire it into the air, then carefully replace the bullet and put it back on the wall.
Hey, Tom, run us through. What is this episode of Real Rob? What happens?
The penis episode, part one.
And let me just say, I'd forgotten about that part one by the time we got to the end of the episode, and the idea of a part two fills me with dread. like the idea that was not everything he had to say. Rob was being talked into getting a vasectomy. He was also scared of the athletic hairless man that he'd invited into his house as both nanny to his child and personal trainer to his wife. And of course, he ended up getting his assistant, the hapless, what's his name?
Jamie.
A record-breakingly bad actor to get the vasectomy in his stead. And Jamie also, over the course of the episode, and this never got come back to, found his wife sucking off a co-worker. It was completely unaffected. This is one of the worst bits of TV I've ever seen.
What do you think? Well, okay, yep, I agree. But before we get stuck down in the muck and the mire of, you know, plotting and structure and acting, can we all just celebrate, this is what I said I was looking forward to in our previous and first episode, a guest star in the form of one Norm MacDonald.
My God, what a gift.
What guy got very excited. He read that Norm was going to pop up somewhere, and I didn't know how far in the season we'd have to wait. But luckily...
It's almost depressing how early, how quickly they've blown the Norman load.
You've had your dessert early.
Yeah, I had dessert before dinner.
Yeah. He was wonderful. Norm's so funny.
It's so funny, but he was the guy who really highlights how weird the colour grade is on this. He looked like he was built in CGI.
Yeah.
Norm's naturally got quite beautifully blue eyes, and when you doesn't he?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
When you crank the set, you looked me very confused. I'm well, hypersensitive like to people looking
deep,
at me.
That was deep blue. That was crazy.
Yeah,
because
they really has, fucked with the color on this.
Yeah, everyone in this show seems to have blue eyes, and then they're cranked up to just a Game of Thrones White Walker intensity.
Yeah,
like everyone in this show looks like they're just about to activate some special power. Their eyes are glowing so.
What would be cool though is if it gets revealed in maybe the third or fourth episode, maybe the penis episode part deux. It's revealed that we're living in a slightly alternative reality with, like, it's a nuclear holocaust.
What if it's...
And society's had to rebuild itself on the ashes of our mistakes.
I love it.
Vis-a-vis atomic warfare.
It's quite a
Do you understand what I'm saying, boys?
Yeah, I think...
Yes, Mr. Bat.
Real Rob transpires in a post-apocalyptic world where we're all living in a highly radioactive wasteland.
Oh, I feel like they're going to be dangling that carrot in front of you for the entirety of both series. I don't think Rob Schneider deals in such grandiose terms. This is some of the least like the way that you're talking about the dietary stuff or the vasectomy or like the way he consumes information that informs the decision he makes. If he decided to put 2% more effort into the show, he could at least attempt commentary as to how, like, he could be a vessel who represents the way that we all skim read information, you know, and the reactions we have. But there's such a lack of self-awareness. It's like, this is just me, this is just how I live my life, and this is both interesting and funny enough to qualify as a TV show.
You really get an insight, I feel. This show doubles as just a look at Rob Schneider's Funko Pop collection, because it's clear that he's watched
Funko Pop?
It's those little bullshit, like, figurines that nerds and, like,
the ones with
polyamorous
the
couples share. They're all like, and it's like they all share the same little...
Are you saying that polyamorous couples can't be nerds?
No. Absolutely. They're jocks only, baby.
Are they the ones with the tiny bodies and the big heads?
Yeah,
and they're
often
pop culture. What are they called?
Funko Pops.
Funko Pops.
I'm aware of their full name because someone posted a contract online that they'd drawn up with their wife as to how many they could purchase a month. So... I was
what
obsessed.
Is marriage if not a Funko Pop limited yes. bit of paperwork?
But yeah, like what I'm trying to say is like you get the sense that he's watched Seinfeld at some point. He's watched The Office at some point. In you know, and he's collecting like the brick wall stand up. He's doing the straight to cameras, bafflingly with no backdrop. In some kind of featureless void.
I feel like
where Rob Schneider goes to be honest with himself and only himself.
His version of the confession cam is him doing stand-up with audience noise dubbed on afterwards. It's actually like we're not giving him enough credit.
There was a theory I posited last week, or well, last episode, and you've come around immediately.
I certainly have. I really, truly have, yeah. Because you just sort of said that was what might be happening. You said, look, during the stand-up bits, we're not having any cutaway shots to the audience. And I was looking at it. I'm keen to get your thoughts, Tom. Do you reckon that he just shot this without a crowd in there?
I really do.
That's so sad.
The amount of choices they've made, like there's no shot is low enough to catch the back of a head. You know, there's no shadows being cast anywhere.
How hard is it to just get one back of a head?
I've seen Home Alone. You could just cut out people and put them on strings, you know, and make silhouettes of a whole crowd. That would work.
That's
pretty, good enough for Kevin McAllister.
That's
good enough for Rob Schneider.
Pretty grim.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Because the stand-up cutaways are all... We actually, while we were waiting for Tom to arrive, and this is pretty bloody grim, we put on Rob Schneider's Netflix special, Soy Sauce and the Holocaust. Great title, great show. But all of that was obsessed with the idea of your relationships between men and women, and or how much you can... like age, 20, 30, 40... His stand-up in this, all also age-based. You know, like when you're 20, you want to have sex with all the women. When you're 40, if you don't have sex with a woman, you go for a meal, applause break, cut back to the action of the show. There's nothing to I don't know. You can't perform that in front of an audience, surely.
Well, he's put it on bloody Netflix, guy. You'll never guess what's happened. He's committed it to 4K cameras. They've edited the thing and popped it online for all of us to enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta experiment with the form. If you are going to shake up the traditional show business model, you're going to need to make some pretty big swings. Some of that might be performing stand-up in front of zero people.
The fascinating thing to me is he is reinventing showbiz by somehow remaining in showbiz for 30-plus years and not learning a single thing. Like, this strikes me as being like a filmmaking school project. It's like, just down to the fact that it's all like one-on-one scenes. It's all like snappy dialogue back and forth.
Snappy's generous, huh?
You know, like snappy. It's cool. Everyone's like, ooh.
There was one line that really got me this week, and I think that the writers knew it as well because they weren't afraid to go back to it multiple times. It was the line...
Fuck perfume.
Exactly. The stalker, who we didn't see a lot of, described pheromones as fuck perfume because Rob is fearful of being emasculated and cheated on by his powerful hetero nanny. And the stalker says, you heard pheromones? Fuck perfume. And I think we all laughed.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he had the delivery, I thought, was good. And I've got a soft spot for the stalker. I'm keen to hear your thoughts.
I am absolutely into the stalker. And the way he leapt onto the fuck... was wonderful. The amount of energy he brings.
I'm fair. This is scarcity is what we're talking about here. We've walked down this road before. If you give us enough exposure to one character to remember who they are, but not enough to learn to detest them, of course they're going to shine bright like a diamond.
Guy and I just touched bare toes, by the way, when he was cute. In the middle of that. No, don't put your foot away.
No, well, I did it knowingly, and the fact that you've addressed it tells me that it was not received in the way I had hoped.
I think the cable's long enough. I'm going to go record in another room and leave you two on the couch.
Well, we're not going to be able to hear you now, are we, Tim?
That's all right. It'll make for an intro. We're going to shake up the podcast industry. Record in a brand new way.
Maybe Rob Schneider, does he have a podcast? If he wants to shake up show business and self-fund something that potentially...
Can you imagine what Rob Schneider's podcast would be?
I feel like he
him
must.
Having... I was going to say half-baked ideas, one-tenth baked ideas about things that are bad for your body and radio waves from cell phones giving you cancer.
Yeah.
He is every person you've ever met at a party who's too dumb to articulate a blog written by another fucking idiot about some dumb health thing that doesn't exist.
Do you think that the Rob Schneider podcast is just the Joe Rogan podcast, but like 50%, like every second word cut out?
Yes.
Can I ask you this, Tom?
That was an affirmative or negative. What kind of an answer is it?
Is this...
Try your hand and find out, baby.
Are we punching up?
I think... To reference this, I reckon punching up is something that the loser of a fight does. You know, that means in mixed martial arts parlance, you're on the ground, baby, or you're fighting someone who's standing on a balcony, raining kicks on your head. What you want to do is punch down. I think we're punching sideways, if anything, because Rob has collected himself as a self-funded. This is a straight banging fight. You're in the octagon. You both planted your feet. He's swinging at you, redefining the form, and you guys are here with your self-funded business model. You guys are just a couple of Rob Schneiders, and I mean that as a compliment.
I don't know if you can take that as a compliment, but it seems weird to... I don't think it's a fair fight when one person's making the thing and the other one is in a dark room reacting to the thing. You know what I mean? I've always got respect for people who put something out there, and Rob did it, and yet I have no respect for him.
No, you can put something... Like, it's his right to put something out there in the same way it's our right to react to it how we see fit. But, I mean, Alice Sneddon of Bones of the Heart was the one, and I'll keep saying it, who did ask, are you sure you're not punching down?
Yeah.
And the more I watch the show, the more I fear for Rob's inability to grasp. I mean, don't you reckon some outside eyes might have been good for this show?
It is... This show is worse than, I think... Like, I watched a few of... We have a project here in Australia called Fresh Blood, which is, like, a selection of people who've never really done TV before get, like, a little bit of money from the ABC and then make these pilots that are, like, 8 minutes, 10 minutes long. And, like, those are genuinely better... Make so many less obvious mistakes than this show. Because it is confusing, because I don't like or respect Rob Schneider, but seeing this, your heart does go out to him a little. Because he is making a sophomore effort this many years deep in the game.
Of his comedy career.
So deep in the game. I was on his Twitter. He's touring stand-up with Adam Sandler at the moment. Adam Sandler, I mean, for everything we've said about the man, such a generous spirit.
Have I told you guys about Jared Sandler?
No, sir.
Jared Sandler is Adam Sandler's nephew and has quite a lot of content online, and I am part of an elite cadre of people who are completely obsessed with him.
Well, give us the skinny. First of all, how old is Jared?
I think Jared Sandler featured in Grown Ups 2 as one of the frat boys.
He certainly did. He was in Grown Ups 2. He's in Ridiculous 6. He has a face that looks just enough like Adam to get you to be like, what?
Wait a minute. Yeah. Mm. Does he sometimes, like, play as kid, or they have a photo of, like, Adam Sandler as a kid?
He's in the Ridiculous Six as one of the cowboys in the starting scene.
How old is Jared, roughly?
I believe him to be approximately 24.
Okay, don't know if this is offensive or not, but does he have a Jew-style afro?
Currently, no. Currently, he's keeping it conservative. But Jared...
Has he in films? I'm just trying to peek down if I'm thinking of the right cat. Anyway, tell me about this content he's putting online. What's the flavor?
It's got some good stuff, and I believe, like, it sketches from a predominant... that, like, watching this reminded me of them so much. There's one sketch called... I don't know what it's called, but if you search Jared Sandler, it'll come up, but don't, because he's my thing. Stay off.
Don't blow this for Tom Walker, everyone.
Don't scare the fish. he has this one sketch, and they're all these, like... they're shot in this exact style of kind of, like, meandering, weird dialogue and, like, clear beats where something's meant to be funny, but the timing's just off. But so much money has gone into the production. Like, the cameras are fucking incredible. You know, you can tell all the audio people. Like, in this show, the set designer has done an incredible job on whatever budget they were given. You know, the colour grading is off chops, but it's weird because it's kind of a Wes Anderson attention to detail that's then completely marred by every other part of it.
And Jared Sandler follows the same model in his online sketches.
Indeed. There's, like, an amount of money there that is being misused.
A misappropriation of funds.
Yeah.
Do you think it's coming from Adam's production company?
Oh, I think he's certainly able to pull in favors from Adam's production company, but I'm not sure. But anyway, like, it's very similar to this weird Hollywood thing where it does feel cruel to be like, you're so wrong.
Yeah.
But also then, who are we? You know, and these guys have so much money, but also you're getting it so wrong.
Well, we're people with a Netflix account.
Yeah.
That's who we are.
Sounds dangerously close to as a taxpayer. You know,
well, and I pay arguments. Taxes. But where would you like to see this series go? From the information you have about the characters, their wants and needs and desires, their ambitions, their hopes, their dreams, what do you think would be a good turn for the remaining 6 episodes of season 1 of Real Rob?
All right, the assistant has currently had a vasectomy and a colonoscopy. Let's kick it up another level. Rob's wife asks him to have a lobotomy. What they do is they remove the frontal lobe of the assistant, both in real life and the show, rendering him a drooling mess. The scenes progress the exact same way they did before, but the assistant, with a perennially muddy and dirty bandage on his wonderful little head, just plays his part the same way. And Rob continues to love those precious juice. I would love to see this devolve into, like, just steadily in the background, it becomes more and more obvious that Rob is not throwing out the juice that he uses on set. Like, okay, Rob, new tag, new juice. He's like, well, okay, I'll just put this one behind me for later, because who would waste this wonderful juice? Guys, Nick, just checking, we're all on the same page as to this juice being a precious natural commodity, right? Oh,
I love it, and I really hope for our sake and Rob's that the show does follow this quite dark turn.
You've taken the same beats that he's got of a hapless assistant, and you've just turned all the knobs up to 11, so it would create something, you know? The
assistant's life is terrible. He walked in on his girlfriend cheating on him and then was not given even the dignity of a reaction.
You've also turned up the exploitative nature of Rob, which I think is the dark underbelly of this show, is the lack of self-awareness he has as to how, and this comes back to like the inability to exploit what could be interesting, is like how his... He's not a good guy. He's a guy who'll send his assistant to get a, you know, he'll refuse to have a vasectomy because he read a blog saying it'll give him dementia. So he sends his assistant in to have one as an experiment. And so to turn that up to like various different, like if he turns his assistant into some sort of, you know,
Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah.
And then if he is ultimately destroyed by Jamie, that would be quite poetic as well.
What I want to do is actually get another arm attached to the chest of Jamie so he's strong and can hold my beautiful baby. Just so there, so I can get rid of that gay nanny. He's not gay. He's a male dancer. What?
Male dancers cannot be gay. I'm Rob Schneider.
This series came out last year.
That must be season two.
Good point.
I think this came out in 2014-15.
For something to come out in the last 10 years where you can get away with a joke that is simply, the guy's a male dancer and not gay, and that's the entirety of the joke.
He also,
it's crazy stuff.
Not a single one of these things hasn't been done before, I feel.
He took out Anderson Cooper. He had a great Anderson Cooper gag in the last... In the last episode, he sort of mostly focused on denigrating Mexican people broadly and Anderson Cooper specifically.
It was pretty wild. He walked in on a bunch of... So what's actually the skinny with his wife, Tom, is she's creating a male, like, employed strip club for women, for a female targeted audience. And so all of these dancers that you see are like male strippers. And he walked in on all of them performing as a group at his house practicing. And he said, what is this, a surprise birthday party for Anderson Cooper?
Wow, that's a nice lengthy line.
Yeah, that's
when you really know that a joke's good, when you have to take a breath in the middle.
They literally had to hire 10 muscular dudes who are capable of stretching and dancing so to service that one line for Anderson Cooper's birthday. And rightly so, because that fucking killed. look, that's all we got time for. Thank you so much for joining us, Tom.
Thank you.
Final thoughts that you want to throw out into the universe? If Rob's listening right now, what would you like to say?
I just want to say to Rob, good on you for having a crack. And it's hard for that not to sound patronizing, but comedy's hard and you've put a lot on your plate. And also, stop doing it. Stop doing what you're doing and reimagine it all, because you can't keep doing this, because I can tell in your eyes in the seconds when you're remembering your lines that you're not happy.
Thank you very much.
Tom, anything you want to plug while you're here?
Me and Demi Lardner, my housemate and girlfriend, have a podcast. It's called BigSoftTitty.png, all one word, because that's the title that made us laugh. It's a very dumb podcast, so check that out. It's BigSoftTitty.png, and that's it.
And to round out the episode, I'm going to quote the great Rob Schneider with one of the lines from this episode, the penis episode, part one.
Oh, man.
I think your brain has been attacked by anti-sperm antibodies.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.